Thank you for tuning in to the Royals in Action broadcast today. Your participation means a lot to us. The essence of this program is to educate you on how to apply the Word of God practically to bring about positive outcomes in your daily situations. And joining us for this insightful journey is R.K. Achina.
Hallelujah. It's good to be back. Amen. All right. Now, open to the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Daniel 4, 1 to 3. And I just started reading and decided to share with you what God shared with me. And I believe this is going to transform your life. This is God's message for you today. And I believe this word is not going to only transform, but it's going to renew, revitalize, and transform remarkably your activities, your marriage, your businesses, whatever concerns you have. Amen. Now, the book of Daniel 4, verse 1 to 3. Daniel 4, verse 1 to 3. And I read, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Amen. Now, the text we just saw is an official announcement made by King Nebuchadnezzar, which was sent throughout his kingdom. It was actually the Holy Spirit who inspired Daniel to include this announcement from the king. Nebuchadnezzar wrote the whole chapter, but he was a Gentile. To be honest, never seen any part of the Bible that was written by a non-Jewish, like a non-Jew, except this chapter. I've never seen that in my life. So during that time, God had shown the king Nebuchadnezzar that he is a God of wonders. Aye, she don't get it. He is a God of miracles. A God who has the power to save and rescue those who trust and obey him. You see, God had to use miracles in order to demonstrate his identity and authority to Nebuchadnezzar. He was the most powerful pagan king of his time. Just think about that. So when you read the book of Daniel, earlier in the book, we see God using Daniel to reveal and interpret a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. And later, we see God delivering the three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, from a fiery furnace. And finally, we see God causing Nebuchadnezzar to go insane, removing him from his kingdom, and later restoring both him and his kingdom. Just think about that. So, for an unbelieving man like Nebuchadnezzar, the wonders of our God seemed so personal and experiential. He had experienced the Almighty God and his wonders firsthand. Hush. That's why in verse number 2, he says, I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders, Aish, that the Most High God has worked for me. Personal and experiential. Beloved, it's about time we had a personal experience with a God of wonders. It's about time. If the wonders of God could change the mightiest pagan king, then there's got to be something about the wonders of God that we need to see, that we need to explore in our Christian journey. It's about time we saw the wonders of our King. It's about time we experienced the wonders of our God ourselves firsthand, without leaning on what we have heard or what we have read. You don't get it. Like King Nebuchadnezzar, we have to see the wonders of God ourselves. We ought to see for ourselves how wondrous our God is. Amen. Beloved, I want to use a subject this morning. I want to talk about beholding God's wonder. Yes. Yes. Beholding God's wonder. And you know what? I need you to brace yourselves, because today somebody is going to have an experiential knowledge about the wonders of God. And with that knowledge comes liberation. Proverbs 11:9 says, with their mouths, the godless destroy their neighbors, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. I'm telling you, somebody, with this experiential knowledge of the wonders of God, you are going to escape the snares of the fowler. You are going to escape every evil association. Oh, you don't get it. They will throw evil pronouncements, spiritual battles, demotions, untimely deaths, but minus you. Oh, you don't get it. But minus you. You are going to escape them all because of the experiential knowledge of God's wonders. Amen. Now, let us first explore the cost of ignoring the wonders of God. This is very important, because overlooking God's wonders could lead you to a path similar to King Nebuchadnezzar's, a path of suffering, a path of pain, a path of calamities. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar experienced the incredible wonders of God firsthand. He experienced two powerful dreams. The dream of the great statue, which prophesied the rise and fall of empires, and the dream of the great tree, which was a warning from God about his pride, about his humiliation that would follow. These were wonders of God, because nobody could interpret the dreams except God himself through Daniel, right? And down the line, the king experienced another incredible display of God's wonder in the fiery furnace, from which God rescues Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego by keeping them from burning. Such a miraculous event. But this king still refuses to honor God. My Bible says in Proverbs 1, because I have called you and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. I will mock when your terror comes. King Nebuchadnezzar refused to behold God's wonder. He didn't honor God, so wisdom laughed at his calamity when he was afflicted with madness and lost his throne. Beloved, I want us to examine three consequences you may face if you ignore God's wonders. Three consequences in your notes. Number one, pride. You're right. pride. You become proud. Nebuchadnezzar was proud. His story tells us that he was extremely proud to the point that he didn't even notice that it was the God of heaven that made him king until he interpreted his dream. He didn't know. You see, when you read Daniel chapter 2, verse 37 to 38, you could see that God gave him a kingdom. God gave him power. God gave him strength and glory. It's right there. Daniel 2, 37 to 38. It's right there. You see, when King Nebuchadnezzar ascended to the throne of Babylon, he probably thought it was his strength, abilities, fighting skills, or his best efforts that led him to that position. He thought his position as king was achieved solely through his own means until the truth was unveiled. That's what pride does. The very moment you refuse to see the simple wonders of God, like going out and coming back home safely, like sleeping and waking up strong, like being nourished with food, water, and shelter, like giving God giving you the strength to work and earn, like protecting you from all kinds of dangers. When you ignore these, it escalates and pride takes over. And then, even when God sends big opportunities, you will begin to attribute them to your own efforts, your commitment, your hard work, your dedication. That's what pride does. When you get a promotion at work, you begin to credit your success to factors like arriving early to work and staying late, and that it was because you grinded so hard, and that it was because you hustled so much in project A or project B. Give me a break, somebody. That's pride talking right there. Because my Bible says, for promotion eyes cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Beloved, be wary of pride, because pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride can turn humble leaders into tyrants. Pride can turn students into know-it-alls. Pride can turn spouses into controlling partners. I'm telling you, somebody, pride can turn friends into competitive rivals. Pride can turn believers into self-righteous and judgmental individuals. If you ignore God's wonders, you can become proud. That's number one. Pride. Pride. Number two, write it down. Your faith weakens. Your faith diminishes if you ignore God's wonders. Your faith diminishes. Your faith weakens. Amen. You see, Nebuchadnezzar's faith weakens in the book of Daniel. For example, in Daniel chapter 2, when Daniel interpreted the dream for him, that the king immediately shouted, "Your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets." It takes someone with a strong faith to say stuff like that. Yes, it takes someone with a strong faith to say stuff like that. And this faith weakens, because in the next chapter we see him erecting a huge gold statue for his gods and commanding everybody to worship it at the sound of the horn. How can you proclaim that the God of Daniel is the ultimate God, the God of gods, the Lord of kings, only to turn and worship a lesser God? Are you kidding me, somebody? How? Are you being serious right now? How? That's the outcome of ignoring God's wonders. Your faith weakens. So just like Nebuchadnezzar, we often stumble upon wondrous moments on our journey. Sometimes wonders sent from God himself. And once we overlook these wonders, our faith weakens. Yes, our faith weakens. Sometimes God sends strangers to show you some kindness or favor. Sometimes God grants you an unexplainable peace in your lowest times. You may find yourself shedding tears, yet unexpectedly, you begin to feel a sudden sense of peace washing over your heart. That's God's wonder. Yep, that's God. Sometimes God sends you good ideas. Ideas, when put into practice, can open amazing doors and yield remarkable results. Sometimes God sends you comfort through familiar scents that connects you to your past. And these familiar fragrances have a special way of making you feel all warm and fuzzy, reminding you of cherished moments and loved ones. Sometimes God uses music to touch your soul. You'll be listening to a new worship song, and all of a sudden you are hitting the repeat button over and over again, like a spell has been cast on you and you just can't seem to get enough of it. You know why? Because the words carry a spiritual message, and that message keeps speaking directly to your heart, bringing forth indescribable joy and hope. That's why David says in Psalm 40 verse 5, "Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." Somebody, you don't get it. God says daily his wonders our way. But unfortunately, we often overlook them. And once we ignore them, our faith in the Lord weakens. When that happens, we gradually brush spectacular, wondrous events in our lives. We brush all of them off and act like they were just coincidences. Somebody with me? We brush them off and think, oh, that was a coincidence. Random events, coincidences. Man, this can happen. This can happen. You meet people and they tell you they got fired on Wednesday, applied for a new job on Thursday, and got the offer the next day, which is Friday, only for you to say, they just got lucky. That was a coincidence. Really? Excuse me? Brother? Really? Sister? Seriously? Well, obviously, your faith has weakened. Sorry to tell you, but your faith has been weakened. You go to church and Sister Odell shares a powerful testimony about experiencing unexplained flight delays that led her to cancel, you know, her trip, only to later learn that the same airplane had been involved in a tragic plane crash. Boy, you hear that testimony and you brush it off and call it a coincidence. Nah, bro, not a coincidence. Your faith has weakened. You know why? Because you ignored God's wonders. You ignored God's wonders.
Thank you for joining us in this enlightening journey today. Before we wrap up, subscribe to our podcast so you're kept in the loop about our next amazing episodes. To join our community or support our ministry, click the link in the description or visit royalsinaction.org. Until next time, Royals in Action is here to remind you to embrace your destiny as a chosen channel of God's royalty. God bless you.